Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Another group of local workers is joining the organized labor movement. About 40 workers at Evergreen Health in Buffalo filed to unionize with the Rochester Regional Joint Board of Workers United Friday afternoon. That move mirrors an effort from earlier this month that saw workers at the Evergreen affiliate, the Pride Center, who voted unanimously to join the union. In a release statement, quote, workers say they are hopeful that Evergreen will recognize their decision to organize and respect workers' rights. A Chautauqua County man faces weapons charges after authorities conducted a parole check. 20-year-old Marcus Detweiler faces five counts of criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree. According to the Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office, investigators obtained a warrant to search the town of Sherman property, where they discovered one shotgun and four rifles, all believed to have been stolen. A former Buffalo State University administrator is taking a key position at Canisius University. The Buffalo News reports Robert Baumet will become the vice president for finance and administration at Canisius, effective May 15th. Baumet spent 25 years at Buffalo State in a variety of accounting and financing positions before joining Cuca College in 2018 as chief financial officer. His education background includes bachelor's and master's degrees from Buffalo State and a master's degree from the former SUNY College of Technology in Utica, Rome. Flood watch in effect through Thursday afternoon for much of western New York. This is WBFO.
The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Canisius University. At Canisius University, Griffs know there is no progress without action. Moved by compassion and courage, they look at the world and say, "We can do better," and then do it. Canisius University, where leaders are made.
Next Monday is the eclipse, and millions are expected to be in New York State. However, there's one group of people that will be forced indoors, and that's prisoners. New York State has issued a lockdown for all its correctional facilities during the eclipse. From North Country Public Radio, Emily Russell reports.
There are 44 state prisons in New York. Many are in the western and northern regions of the state. That means that many are in the path of totality for next Monday's solar eclipse. But nearly all of the state's more than 32,000 inmates will be inside that afternoon. New York's Department of Corrections and Community Supervision is canceling all visits and programs and enforcing a lockdown from 2 to 5 p.m. on Monday.
Canceling all these programs and keeping people in their cells, let alone during this sort of monumental celestial event, seems unnecessary and harmful.
That's Benjamin Heller. He's a senior associate at the Vera Institute of Justice in New York. The state says the three-hour lockdown is part of its effort to ensure the safety of inmates and staff. But Heller says it could have the opposite effect later on.
Even if in the short term a total lockdown means that nothing is going to happen, we know that, you know, facilitating positive experiences and giving people access to recreation and visitation and things like that is a way to reduce violence, not just among incarcerated people, but towards staff as well.
The state's Department of Corrections declined to be interviewed for this story. In a statement, it did say it would provide eclipse glasses to all inmates and staff, though it's unclear how many will actually be able to see the eclipse from their housing units. Meanwhile, in neighboring Vermont, officials say they're planning an eclipse viewing event for at least one prison in the path of totality. In Texas, which is also in the path of totality, prison officials say they're not planning any special events, but they're also not instituting a lockdown. The Federal Bureau of Prisons also said it won't be locking down its facility in the Adirondacks. John Roberts is with NYSCOBA, a union that represents state corrections officers in New York. He thinks New York is just being cautious, considering that there could be a real strain on emergency services and limited cell coverage.
I think they're just trying to take a proactive approach, and 3 hours isn't the end. I mean, there's still wreck inside the dormitories for the medium facilities. Of course, maximum facilities, they will be still, you know, in their cells for that time. But it's not like it's a severe amount of time or a whole day.
Roberts worked at Clinton Correctional in Dannemora. He says allowing incarcerated people outside for the eclipse would be really complicated and potentially dangerous. Some of these facilities, like in Dannemora, have more than 1,000 inmates. Putting them all out in a rec yard at once would come with its own risks. The three-hour lockdown during the eclipse will also impact prison staff. They'll be required to work wherever they're assigned. Robert says that kind of restriction is just one you get used to when you work in prisons.
Unfortunately, corrections, you know, my 17 years this year I'll have in, I've missed many Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, birthdays, weddings of friends and family over the years because, like we said, we're 24/7, 365.
For many incarcerated people and some staff, Monday's total solar eclipse would be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. The next time New York will be in the path of totality will be 55 years from now. In Saranac Lake, for the New York Public News Network, I'm Emily Russell.
Moving on to sports here on WBFO, the Buffalo Sabres winners last night 6-2 at home against the Washington Capitals. They wrap up their homestand Friday night against the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Buffalo Bison shut out Worcester Tuesday afternoon 2-0. Good morning. This is WBFO.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.